Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. If you've taken a dip in a lake or a stream this summer, you are undoubtedly exposed to countless bacteria, some more dangerous than others. Gerald Kudelka, professor and chair of biological sciences at the University at Buffalo, reveals why the most dangerous bacteria in the swimming hole are able to outlive their benign cousins.
If you've ever taken a dip to cool off in a lake or creek, you may have paused for a moment to ponder whether the water was safe. One of the biggest health risks for recreational swimmers is E. coli, a bacteria that can cause diarrhea and vomiting. Extreme cases can lead to death, and authorities often shut down beaches when E. coli levels are high. These types of closures may make sense at first glance, but the real story is more nuanced. There are many different types of E. coli, and most are actually harmless. However, strains that produce a poison called Shigatoxin can make people sick. One issue with many current water quality tests is that they measure only the total number of E. coli in river or lake. These tests do not discriminate between the various types of E. coli. My research adds to evidence suggesting that this may be a bad way to capture risks for swimmers. In a recent study, my partners and I discovered that Shigatoxin-producing E. coli survived longer in samples of lake water than E. coli that did not produce the toxin. One particularly nasty strain persisted for 48 hours before declining. Our evidence suggests that the dangerous strains perform better because Shigatoxin helps them fend off aquatic predators like protists, small single-celled creatures that feed on bacteria. Our findings provide one possible explanation for why overall E. coli populations don't always correlate with the levels of dangerous toxin-producing E. coli in the water. It's possible to have high E. coli levels, but to have most of that E. coli be harmless. Conversely, it's also possible to have low E. coli levels overall, but high levels of the nastiest strains. If the tests are too general, we could miss the danger.
That was Gerald Kudelka of the University at Buffalo. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College.